Hey, movie lovers, you can enjoy Real Nerds Podcast in many ways. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. There you'll find articles and the podcast. You can go to our YouTube channel and you will see the Real Nerds Pod Show. We're also on Blue Sky. Hey, did you know Facebook is still a thing for people? Yep, we're on there too. We are also on Threads. There are many ways to interact with us. All our film adventures are posted on Instagram. If you have a social media account, you can find the Real Nerds Podcast.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
just
can...
talk to film!
I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will turn out all the gods. Lights, camera, action!
Welcome, thou Brad, to an epic show of Real Nerds Podcast. Let me recite to you a poem of the journey of one pod. I can't write a poem like
Get
Homer.
Get these hosts out of here.
Yeah, tell them, Penelope. Every week, we here at the Real Nerds Podcast are the best movie podcast in the world. And we see movies. And this week, actually, I'm really excited because the anticipation for this movie has been building for a really long time. Christopher Nolan returns with The Odyssey. Stay tuned where we'll spoil a 3,000-year-old story. we recommend the film or not, play the trailer, then spoil the movie. We'll also talk about movies we watched throughout the week. Brad, this is the last week. I guess you have 2 weeks before your 40-hour film festival. Are you getting excited for it, or are you just...
No, I'm kind of over it. I'm just doing it to get to 20.
How many do you have to do to get to 20?
This is the 17th one.
So you're getting
more.
There.
Yeah.
You're getting there. All right. So. Well, in a couple of weeks, you'll have to update us and see how it went.
Yeah. It's going to be a small team, just me and my friends at Rough Rough Dog Productions. So.
It's all right. Sometimes it's easier when there's not a lot of people's hands in it.
I promised my usual crew I wasn't going to ask them to do it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they wouldn't have to...
Put up with you?
Put up with me, yeah.
Are you a fucking tyrant on set?
No, I just I got a lot of free work out of people.
No.
And it's it's not an easy weekend.
No, it's not.
Especially at our ages. So
I know, fuck all being old.
Yeah.
Fuck
and,
all.
And we're not gonna win, so.
Well, I hope you win anyways.
Well, thank you.
Ye have little faith.
We're gonna shoot it on VHS, so we'll see how that gets.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they'll accept a movie shot on VHS to cans at this point.
Well, you'd have to put it digitally anyway, so you're going to shoot it and then put it digitally?
Yeah, it's going to look like shit.
I mean, I wish you'd turn it on a VHS. That'd be fucking
That'd be amazing.
Dope. That'd be dope. You'd be like, all, like, this is how it's happening. Boom.
I have like 6 or 7 like blank tapes, and like all you got to do is like put a sleeve on them. And I kind of want to just like put, Damn Van and all that on VHS for the fuck of it.
Yeah, well, while we're at it, we did an interview with Travis Hemel on VHS. Came out really well.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, log on to Kickstarter for Start Your Engines and donate or back. Do they call it donate or backing?
Backing.
Yeah, backing his project. I already did. For $100, you get all three covers and a custom sketch or custom piece by him. Yeah. So,
well, hopefully those rewards will be around when I can get my, paycheck to do it. So.
Yeah, so...
They'll sell out before they get to me.
Yeah, Travis Hemel is a friend of the podcast. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And it's really... And you should watch the interview with him. It's really great. He talks about the project and the genesis of it and what it is. And it's about a race car driver and dinosaurs. And, I'm down. But we're here to talk about The Odyssey, Brad. Do you recommend Christopher Nolan's latest epic?
It's pretty awesome. I saw it in 70mm at the Mills, and then I was like, oh, what the fuck am I doing? It's like, we actually have 70mm IMAX. Like, I just thought Colorado Center just had IMAX, but they have film IMAX. But it is sold out, and I found a 2:30 a.m. screening
yeah.
of it, and squeezed my ass into the third row.
Was it sold out? The 231?
It was sold out, but by the time it started, whoever was supposed to sit next to me did not show.
Awesome.
So I had a little breather.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
But yeah, at 2:30 in the morning, packed. I don't think I've seen that theater that packed since pre-pandemic. Like, even when we saw the Batman there, it wasn't sold out.
It's true.
So, yeah, it's that big in front of you, that spectacle, that loud. It's amazing. The story is whatever. It's really repetitive because they go to an island and get fucking annihilated and then run off of again for like four times in a row. But other than that, like, the ending, one of the best, like, like all the setup, like all the build up to that is just like, and then the release of that ending, that fight is amazing. Yeah. I could just watch that fight over and over again.
Yeah. Movie's awesome. You should definitely go see it in the theaters. You know, it's funny. Your last two posts you've put there have gone viral. Did you know that your post there went viral?
No, I don't see X.
So it's not on X. So when you post something on, I don't know if you know I did this, but when you post something on Instagram, it connects to our threads.
Oh, so I posted the picture of the theater?
Yeah, so you put the theater of the seats and you said 30 minutes before 2:30. Yeah, that was reposted and liked over 150 times.
Okay.
And I forget where the reach was at. I forgot to look, but I was getting updates again on my phone. I was like, what the fuck? And it's
it's like 3 a.m. Like, yeah. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, no, so that's awesome. No.
I wanted to take a full picture, but like I wasn't gonna squeeze out of that chair to like get it.
Yeah, no, it looks good. What the fuck is she watching? Are they deaf? I said that twice. But no, you should go see this in the theaters.
It's Monty Python. I think it's Holy Grail.
Hell, maybe it is.
Yeah. They're like clopping and then yeah. Like breaks to the...
Yeah, nice. Yeah, so you should see this movie. It's incredible. You're right. I didn't see it in IMAX, but even when I saw it, I love seeing movies where you can feel the rumble. And it was just cool. And yeah, it's a 3,000-year-old story and everybody knows it, but they did some little clever things to it that I really appreciated. Here's a trailer for The Odyssey.
Tell me what you remember.
A wife? A son?
And then what?
We won the war. Help me go home.
This is a household waiting for master. I want you to choose me. Ithaca's king is coming back. No, he's not. What would he do if he came back here and find all these suitors in his house?
You're pining for a daddy you didn't even know, like some sniveling bastard.
Who's looking after your wife and son?
Do you see?
My dad is coming home.
Bringing vengeance. Bringing it all.
Let's go!
I need everyone in this party dead.
I can still save them.
You're a man who needs to control his fate. But you cannot control this.
That world is gone.
No one could stand between me and home. Not even the gods.
I think it's asleep.
hey, are you stupid and don't know what the Odyssey is? Then I'm not going to recap it for
You're
you.
Me.
Had you never known the Odyssey?
I knew of it, but I didn't like, know the details.
Oh, brother, where art thou? Or
I did, but I didn't like get it.
The basic premise is it deals with the war in Troy and Odysseus, who is a great general, and his journey to come back home. And this journey takes 10 years, and I can never pronounce his son's name. It's like, tell him, Telemachus?
Telemachus?
Telemachus, Peter Parker. So he is waiting for his dad to come home, who he doesn't really know, which is interesting because, you know, you don't think about it, but, you know, a few weeks ago we did the American Revolution kind of stories. Those guys were gone a long time. So even then, when you would leave to go fight in the American Revolution, you might not come home for 2 or 3 years. So anyways, Odysseus is trying to make it back to his wife Penelope while she is fighting off suitors from the kingdom, because
Ithaca needs a new king.
Yeah, there's no king.
There's a horde of sea people
coming,
terrorizing the nations, so they're afraid.
When you even say this, you start explaining the movie, I get so fucking excited because it's just so cool. Anyways, yeah, so yeah, there's sea people that
the
are
sea people
that are terrifying the area, and so it's no one knows if it's true or not, but they just feel like they're coming to Ithaca.
Yeah,
and we meet all these the suitors. Robert Pattinson, by the way, this movie is fucking great.
Oh, prick.
Yeah, that's why we love him. And then Corey Hawkins is great too, as his, I don't know if he's his friend or just another suitor that they just talk to each other. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they would fight each other to the death. I think in whatever game they're playing, they're buddies for the moment.
And also, too, you know, last month you talked about Emily Blunt. Anne Hathaway is like the same age. Does she not fucking age? She looks great. I mean,
and actually, I think they like uglied her up for like sea complexion. Like,
huh?
Having. Because she looks a little rough, but I think it's like added to like what they live in the sun and the sea. So she looks a little salty.
Oh, I still think she looks incredible.
Yeah. Like, I think they did that to everybody, but yeah.
So they're trying to win her over. And then, you know, the movie cuts between his son dealing with this and his son maybe not being as strong as a king as
He wants to Odysseus. Be king, but everyone's like, you know, even his mom is like, you're not strong enough.
Yeah.
All these guys can take you, and they're goading you into like getting yourself killed so they can just like step over you.
Yeah, because there's that scene pretty near the beginning where he kind of goes after Robert Pattinson and he kind of gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And
Corey Hawkins is like, you saw it. Like, I can, I have the right to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And so anyways, so it cuts back and forth between him and then Odysseus's journey back. And, you know, each time where you're dealing with the fall of Troy, and what's really cool is they don't really show you why he's the way he is. You get glimpses of it. And
yeah, before he goes, he's like reluctant because he's like, I know that, what the fuck? The big guy, big bad guy.
Oh, Agamemnon. Yeah, there we go.
He's like, I don't want to go, but like we're related, and I know he's just manufacturing this crisis so he can like steal their trade routes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to like sack Troy, but
yeah,
Agamemnon's gonna kill me if I don't.
And he's basically, you know,
he's gonna take my son and sacrifice him like he did his own daughter.
Which, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
So he's like.
Yeah, he goes and does it. And
on his way back is...
He has the despicable idea to, like, do the Trojan horse thing.
Mm-hmm. Which, it's interesting because Elliot Page's character, he's not in the original play, if I remember, or poem.
Sinon, yeah.
And he comes back in a big way as basically a sin of Odysseus. But before he gets there, you know, they run into the Cyclops, which is pretty terrifying. The way Nolan shoots this film is way different than what I'm used to. I'm used to, you know, Jason and the Argonauts kind of epics, but this is kind of gritty and dirty and mean-spirited.
Or like, what's his name that did like Gladiator and stuff?
Ridley Scott.
Yeah. Like his Sword and Sandals epic.
Yeah, because I mean, when did Troy come out? Maybe 20 years ago?
20, 2004 or something.
Something, yeah. So that one's kind of a glossy, hey, look at Brad Pitt's Achilles and all this stuff. This film, but that's what's awesome about it.
Real down to earth.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, when they, so they leave the Cyclops and then they go see Circe.
No, they go to that Land of Giants, I think, first.
Oh, the Land of Giants, you're right. Yeah. Where they all get fucked up. And then it was really cool. I don't know how he does it. And I remember watching an interview with Tom Holland, and he says, you know, you're on set and you're seeing how he does it, but you don't understand how he's doing it. Because how the forest was constantly shifting. Mm-hmm. And it's all practical. It's all done in camera.
Yeah.
And
like all the, all Odysseus's fighters are 4 foot like people.
Yeah.
And they casted like 8 foot people against them.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. It's just really cool. And so, yeah. So he, but yeah, I skipped that part, but when he does that, he's kind of losing the trust of his men.
Yeah.
And so when they,
cause he starts out like when he leaves Troy, he has this huge ego. It's like, like, you know, when the Giants, the Cyclops is fuck up his men. He's like, oh, I'm going to like get back at them by shooting this one guy in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Poseidon's heir son or whatever.
Yeah.
So it sets off a chain of events that like dooms them to constantly get rocked by all these other gods and things. And
yeah. So when they go to the island with Circe and she punishes them and turns them into pigs. And that's one of the coolest transformation scenes. I mean, that one, I get how he did. He kept on having her walk in the foreground, and which is fine because it set up a horror thing. I know Corinne says that we would get sick at that part, but I was
I thought someone was going to be eaten by a lion. When he walked by the lions, I was like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, this is...
That was the pig thing? Like, oh, that's...
I mean, we saw Evil Dead the week before, so I'm like, all right.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was definitely a horror film at that part. But even she... Samantha Morton, she's an incredible actress, and I mean she started in Minority Report, you know, she's one of the clairvoyants or whatever they call them, but she's really great in that part. She's just talking about how horrible men are, and Odysseus at that time says, yeah, maybe my men aren't the best. And then they go through that trial where he knows what's going to happen to him because Circe tells him. And when he God, what's his right-hand man guy? Because he stays by him for a while. But they don't want him to... So he knows if they do a certain thing that they'll die. And so that's why he doesn't give them any kind of direction.
Eurylochus?
Yeah.
Eurylochus?
Yeah, and so when he makes a decision to get them out of that, and he finds out that Odysseus knew and that some of the men would die because of it, it sets off another...
Well, after Circe, they go to Hades, right? And that's where they find out.
I get it backwards. Hades.
This dead guy's going to tell me something. You got to split for a second.
That's right.
Yeah. And then when they go to the next place with
and that's
the
where they meet Sinon
cattle,
again.
Yeah, they meet Sinon in Hades.
Yeah.
And that's where Sinon's like, you freaking sacrificed us and like doomed us.
Yeah.
And broke the code of Zeus, and like, you know, you set us all up to die for your ego.
Yeah,
because Sinon
tells him, he says, yeah, you didn't tell me the part where you knew I was going to die. And he says, well, if I told you that, you wouldn't have done it. And
yeah, but I was with you.
Yeah.
Like, I heard what was going on.
Yeah, that scene's really cool. Like when they all come out of the ground. Oh, man. Yeah. So it's, and then he meets Calypso. And
the first time I saw the movie, I fell asleep in Hades, so I missed the part where like Agamemnon slides over.
Oh yeah,
between them and like and I forgot, like I missed his story. So like the whole sacrificing, and like I didn't know that his wife, Hera,
yeah,
killed him because of sacrificing their daughter.
And yeah, John Barenthal's really great in this movie.
Oh, we forgot about like Telemachus going to like talking about Troy and like, you know, where his dad's ended up.
Because even that reveal of Lupita Nyong'o where he says, well, it used to launch 1,000 ships. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But
I never knew she was twins.
Yeah. No, it's like, I knew the story, but as you watch it, you say, oh, man, it starts slowly. It's just so cool. And then, you know, Calypso is keeping him under spell. And then the guilt he has, because Zendaya's Aphrodite starts popping up a little bit.
Athena.
And
you think she's a god.
Yeah, and she's trying to help him. And so Calypso's keeping him there by feeding him an orchid, right? Or what flowers? Is it an orchid, right?
No, it's... Damn it.
Feeding him a flower.
A flower, yeah.
And when he finds out that he also reveals that there's a reason he doesn't want to go home, and you don't know what it is, he gets back and he saves his son when he learns that his son's being set up by
Antinous.
Yeah. And John Leguizamo's great in this movie too.
Except when he throws that dog off a cliff.
Yeah, well,
what the fuck is that about?
That's, yeah, they don't care back then. But they so they go and the assassins are dressed as priests.
Antinous sends assassins to go kill Telemachus before he can get back to Ithaca.
Yeah, and Odysseus meets him there, but he doesn't reveal who he is. And
I just fought with your dad.
Yeah. And but what's great about Tom Holland and Matt Damon in that scene, I think he's projecting that he's like, maybe this is my dad, and he's hiding something. And there's, I don't know, there's this twinkle in Holland's eye that's really great. And so he goes back, and the Odysseus tells him, hey, have all the suitors and do this, you know, this one thing they have to do.
Close the door, move all the weapons upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to, because they set it up earlier, I totally glazed over it, where Odysseus is the only guy who can bend this bow, string it, and then shoot an arrow through 14 axes.
That was 12 axes.
Is it 12?
I think it's 12.
14.
Yeah. But it really impressed his wife.
Yes.
And no one else can
No one else could do it. So that was the thing, that take away their weapons, going to set up. And the whole time, I go, oh, he's going to fucking kill them all. And I'm starting to get, you know, movie boner, because I know something badass is going to happen.
I'm going to bring it all. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when he's talking to Penelope and you learn that Athena is actually this woman who begged for her life and he killed her, and he was too ashamed to come home, I was like, oh, fuck, man, that's awesome. Not for, like, her, but just an awesome story twist.
Also, too, of, like, you know, I don't know, in history we're taught, like, oh, how clever it was that they got in the Trojan horse and they tricked these, like, people into getting slaughtered. And you're like, actually, that's kind of a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, that's what, he broke his code with Zeus.
And Nolan shoots it so well, because as you're watching the battle or the fall of Troy, you're just seeing all this cool stuff happening. And then he kind of lets you in on a little more of what Odysseus is feeling.
Yeah.
And, you know, because that one shot of him falling on the steps, they show a lot. And then when you see the other side of it, and you go, fuck, man, this is kind of brutal.
Yeah, like being so dishonorable about how they took Troy, you know, just kind of ruined, like, civilization. And it kind of parallels, like, Oppenheimer, where this guy, like, had an idea that, like, doomed the world.
Yeah, and it's so well done. And then they get to the final battle, and he's just fucking killing people.
Yeah.
But I guess no one can do the test.
Yeah.
And then they tease him because he's this old man, and he looks like a beggar.
And he doesn't get it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he, like, does it, and then he's like, everyone, like, starts to run.
Shit.
And the funny thing is, like, the Corey Hawkins guy, he's, like, looking right at Odysseus. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's Odysseus, and, like, doesn't see the bow, like, pointed at his neck.
So, this is the stuff we've been watching.
I assume, like, Odysseus,
he's starstruck.
Like, was pointing it elsewhere and, like, in split second shot it at him.
And what's really cool, though, is he told his son, don't get involved because you'll be exiled. And
Don't kill anyone because you'll be exiled. But he does it for himself instead.
Yeah.
Because he made a promise he has to go, like, honor his men out to sea. So, yeah.
But that was just so cool. And then, you know, I did love the end because he's getting stabbed. And I remember going, are they going to fucking kill him? And that's that great moment where Penelope says, too, you can't come back to me. And I says, no, just exiled.
Yeah.
You go, oh, okay.
Like, remember we talked about the sunset and all that? Like, yeah.
It's just a fucking sweet movie. It's just so cool. You know, I have enjoyed this year at movies a lot. And this movie right now is the peak movie for me. I don't know if another movie will overtake it in a couple weeks, but I just really, really enjoyed this movie because I just love action movies, and I feel, I don't know, there's something that was so epic about it and grounded, and it just felt like a cool action movie to me again. Yeah. I can't say its praises enough.
If it wasn't for, like, and this isn't, like, Nolan's fault because this is the story, it's just repetitive, I think, in the middle of, like, he goes to a place, they get run out, he goes to another place, they get run out, he goes to another place, they get run out. And I feel like if there was, like, more time, like, each of those instances would have been, like, some kind of allegory to, like...
Okay, sorry. I just love he's laughing really hard at Monty Python. It's great.
There would be some kind of, like, singular thing to learn, you know? Like, if it was an episode of a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we learned this from the Cyclops incident. We learned this from the, like, and that made Odysseus a stronger person. But, like, in the shortened time, it's just kind of like they just seem to go and then... It's here because it has to be here, because if we don't put it in here, people are going to complain that we, like, you know, they're already complaining that the gods aren't physically represented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hera's a black woman, you know, stuff like that. What was that one thing they talked about? Like, oh, they didn't do the riddle at the Cyclops, which is like, okay, it's...
Yeah,
it's a riddle, but it's not, like, the best riddle. Yeah.
No, and I... The people that think Lupita Nyong'o isn't beautiful are... fucking assholes, because she's beautiful.
But I like the idea that, like, the gods aren't physical actors. Like, they're represented how they would have thought the gods to be. As
exactly.
Like, you know, it's a bolt of lightning, or, like, the sea is angrier.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need someone speaking, or, like...
Or some dude...
Casted by somebody.
Like a crown rising up out of the sea.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. It's just a really fucking cool movie.
Yeah.
We watch films throughout the week in a segment I call What We've Been Watching.
So, this is the stuff we've been watching.
Brad, what'd you watch this week?
This week,
oh my gosh, I watched so much. Go ahead, sorry.
I forget why, but I have Apple Plus again.
Oh, doesn't Ted Lasso come out soon?
It does, and that's a benefit to whatever I got a subscription for it for. Maybe I bought something. But anyway, before Ted Lasso comes out, this was in theaters and I missed it. They have Wolfs, which is the Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
Oh, yeah. That's like a crime movie?
Yeah, they're like two cleaners who get called to a job, and they don't like each other, but they have to complete this job, and they learn to like each other by the end. And I thought it was pretty good. And it's not groundbreaking, but yeah. And then, like, the body they're supposed to take care of is actually not dead. So they have this, like, kid third party that they have to deal with. You know, they're trying to one up each other cause they're like the experts of their, but they don't think the other one is. And then they, you know, kind of, it's a little bit like Nice Guys, I guess, you know, where they start out hating each other and team up by the end. Not as clever, I don't think, but it's still a fun watch. Like, those two guys are great, you know?
Yeah.
What else? Watch The Goonies again, Back to the Future. The Dark Knight, like I said last week.
Yeah, me too.
I got to see Inception. Dark Knight in the theater is always great.
I watched it a few weeks ago. I think I forgot to mention it, but... Kellen had never seen it. So I know I had this, like, maybe because The Odyssey was coming out, I had this urge to watch it. So, you know, I put it in and I said, and Kellen had his iPad out. I said, dude, can you just watch this movie with me? I promise you, you'll like it. And he was sucked in immediately when it's literally the shot of the Joker holding the mask. And it's that music that dun, 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 dun. And, you know, the 4K, switches
ratio.
Yeah. And so it's so fucking cool. And then I just love my kids as, man, daddy, what's the Joker's plan? I said, oh, listen to Alfred. Some people just want to watch it burn.
Yeah.
And it's
just a dog chasing cars.
Yeah. It's captivating. And then, you know, Harvey Dent's fall from grace. I know everyone, I mean, Heath Ledger, it's a legendary performance, untouchable, but Aaron Eckhart as Harvey Dent is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Oh man. Anyways, I could wax poetically about that movie forever.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, it's still like amazing.
And I've probably seen that movie at least 20 times. Yeah. Not even, maybe more. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen it.
Yeah. Even like, even knowing what happens, you're just like, it was cool to like reconnect it. Cause I probably hadn't watched it in a couple of years.
Oh yeah. Me too.
But the main takeaway this time, I was thinking like, there is some convenience to like what the Joker does.
Sure.
But when they get to the two ferry boats and they like, they all have at the, in the bottom level is like tons of canisters of gasoline, like to make it blow up. I'm just thinking about like, he also had that for when he kills Rachel and Harvey. Yes, like yeah. There's a whole warehouse of that shit. I'm just like, man, there was like some henchman that was like, oh, God, I gotta fill this warehouse with like 100 barrels of gasoline. And then,
you know,
depending on that outcome, maybe I have to go to the ferry boat later and fill up one without getting noticed by the cops. And I got to do the other one without getting noticed by the cops.
I was thinking, too, this is in my watching, because, you know, I've seen it so many times. I think sometimes you reinterpret things. You know, he tells the crime people that he's going to burn the money. But I don't think he burns it all, because he's setting up all his schemes, you know, whether it's the gasoline, all that other stuff. So I think he's symbolically burning it all, but he always keeps a little bit for whatever he has going on.
Well, I don't know how much was in that mound, but sure. Yeah. Why not?
I know. It's just like, it's for him, it's about the act of doing stuff. It's not.
Well, he was burning his half, but he also killed the guys who had the other half. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Even at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, yeah. Oh, God, the movie's so awesome.
Yeah.
He told me I was supposed to take out the driver.
And they all, like, each one of those henchmen is like, oh, that's a lot of money. Because yeah. That's all they care about.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I fucking love that movie.
Love the music. Yeah, that's it for me.
All right, buckle up, Bonehead. You're going for a ride. I saw The Sheep Detectives.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a cute movie. Which I missed it in theaters, and that surprisingly made $80 million in the theaters.
Yeah, it didn't. Like, it wasn't in. Like,
I wonder if it just
for a while
kept just making money. Anyways, it was cute. Definitely, I was bummed that Hugh Jackman actually did die in it. but as the story plays out, it's pretty fun. And then He-Man guy's in it,
mm-hmm.
Which I didn't recognize from Bottoms. So that was cool. It was just a cute movie. It is a good murder mystery for a kid. Like, my kid really liked it.
Yeah.
Because it's not really too dark. And it's kind of a fun mystery.
I also like what it means to, I don't know, like dealing with death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the sheep don't understand it, except for the outcast sheep, who's great. I also saw Moana, the live action one. And it's good. I think the biggest thing with it, I mean, it's actually making money. It kind of quietly is still making money.
I know people call it a bomb, but it's like
it's close
over 100 million.
Yeah. I think it's just too soon. But the lead actress, she's never been in a movie before. She's incredible. And then Dwayne Johnson obviously has charisma to spare. And they brought everybody back to do the voices. So there's really no surprise there. Really, the only thing they can do is make it look more spectacular, which I don't know. I mean, the cartoon, it looks really great. When you sometimes add realistic things to it, I don't know if it's better. It's not a bad movie. It's just, it's one of the first ones I go, is this necessary? Maybe in 20 years? Sure. When I remember when they were interviewing for Letterboxd, actually asked Lin-Manuel Miranda which one they should do. He said Robin Hood. They should totally do Robin
Hood. Yeah, I've been saying that for years.
Because you could have those Lion King photorealistic animals. That would be sweet. Because that one's just ripe for remaking. So I agree.
Furries would love it.
they would fucking love that shit. We went to the Ghibli Fest and watched My Neighbor Totoro. movie's cute.
Yeah, it's not one of my favorites. But yeah,
but it's still like, you know, it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
My kid loves it, and he loves Kiki's Delivery Service, and so you just go and watch it, and you go, oh yeah, this movie doesn't really make that much sense, but Totoro's pretty funny in it, so, and then I needed a cleanse from that, so, I made my kid watch The Terminator, and he really liked it. I still think The Terminator might be my favorite Terminator movie.
Did he like the Sarah Connor fucking Kyle Reese scene?
Do you follow the lava posting Terminator? Oh, it's so funny. I don't know who runs it, but all they do is keep on doing that frame of her like tits getting grabbed and her making that face. And he puts it in memes everywhere. You should follow the page. It's funny.
Lava posting.
Yeah. And the last thing I watched is actually a new movie. It's stars Kiefer Sutherland, and it's called Brothers Under Fire, where he is the leader of this, he's a captain of this army brigade.
They're in Jack Bauer prequel.
Pretty much. They're in the Middle East. One of their guys is going to get married to his fiance, and while they're in the Middle East, he gets sworn in as an American citizen, so he calls his... this guy's going to live in the movie, don't worry. He calls his girlfriend and says, we're going to get married and we're going to go to America, but first we're going to stop by and get married in our Mexican village. So the crew and all of them go there, and while they're there, the cartel busts up the wedding, and you'll never guess who dies. so they kill the dude who, you know, just became an American citizen. And it goes into this like shootout of revenge. It's not that great. Even like Kiefer Sutherland's in it, but it's like one of those low budget action movies where it's Liam Neeson, but he's not really in it. It's kind of the same thing with this. Like Kiefer Sutherland's in it, but he's not really in it, where he'll be in it. So like the wedding scene, he's in it, and then it'll cut away for 5 minutes and he's not there. And then it cuts back and he's literally wearing the Jack Bauer like jacket, and he has like the satchel. And I mean, they kill a lot of people, but also because it's low budget, the blood is CGI, and it just sucks. And the story is whatever. So yeah, it was free. I can't remember if it was on, was it on Prime? It was on something. Maybe it's on HBO Max. I don't know. I literally typed in Kiefer Sutherland and it popped up. And I saw that it came out this year. I said, hey, why not? And it's an hour and 40 minutes and it was too long. And that's what I watched this week. Next week, I'm actually really excited. I really want to see the movie The Invite. I know you've already seen it, but because nothing opens, obviously, because The Odyssey opened this week, I figured we'd make it the film of the week. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the movies.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot. A real nerd can follow the plot. And a real nerd will do that only God's lights, camera, action. Real nerds.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast, Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it.